Hello, folks. It's good to be back with you here. It's the TNT Hour, and we have a special show for you today. Of course, it's the show involves me, so it's always going to be a little special. a little special. This is Don Newsom, your host for the evening. It's, again, the Trusted News Trader Hour, TNT Hour, and we're going to bring you a little bit of news, but it's always off the wall. Me, I don't like doing the news much anymore. I've told you that on the last show, and I'm looking for a replacement if one ever wants to come out of the woodwork and say, you know, I'm going to do the TNT Hour, and I'm going to do it right. So then at that point, I step back. But until that point, I'm still here, moving forward. And we're just going to bring you whatever kind of hodgepodge of information we think might be worthy. And if you like it, stick around. If you don't, stick around. And today we have a fabulous, fabulous guest. This guest and I are going to talk a little bit about current news that's been happening on your boob tube. And so we'll get into that in just a moment. But before we get into that, I want to let everybody know we're safe in paradise. Paradise is safe. We have no real problems here. Don't let the media frighten you into thinking the world's coming down in paradise, because not. Right? There's no, I mean, sure, it's burned up a little bit, and, you know, a few homes got caught in it and what have you, but it's nothing like the media has been portraying. So just wipe that from your mind. They're a fear-mongering bunch, and they can't help it. You know, forgive them. They know not what they do. Well, that's why you don't go get one point of view. You go to the internet to get your news, and then you get a better point of view. Hopefully a little bit larger one, but still quite fear-based, unfortunately, because we got a lot of news coming out of Australia and Britain and even the U.S. through military operations now. And those military operations want to create some sort of a psychic mind meld with you, really to soften up your day, let's say. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in. Doug Newsom is here with us, my twin brother and partner and my best friend. Doug, welcome to the program.
Howdy, howdy.
It's good to have you here with us.
Yeah.
Sounds like you've had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, no, actually not really.
Not really?
Not really, but I'm, you know, what can I say?
Well, you've been watching a program today on the TV, and we talked about it earlier. Why not comment on it? I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, very interesting. You know, one of the things you see on the History Channel is a show called Prophecy. I don't watch TV much. I'm kind of the same way. You know, I don't want to hear the doom and the gloom. But, you know, it's funny, because I do believe everything's done on a conscious level, and on that degree, you know, this show, Prophecy, when it goes in to talk about all these reasons why 2012 is a magical date, including, you know, Einstein saying there's a black hole in the center of the galaxy, and, you know, mathematics shows a 2012 date, I guess, and they go on to refer to all the prophecies and the Mayan calendar stopping at a particular time period and specifics and various prophecies. So it's a very scare-oriented show. But I have to think to myself, you know, there is so much of it that on a mass conscious level, if we all thought that things were getting worse all of our prophecies lead to the same direction, and none of us have seen beyond 2012, you know, were any of them in a heightened state? Were some of them? Was even Revelations in a heightened state, basically a prophecy? And bottom line, X percentage of the people feel a certain way, maybe a mass dynamic occurs.
Yeah.
Then that mass dynamic might be total fear and a situation where we're all screaming for something to occur on a specific date, and it occurs. Bing! You know, the world gets so fed up with the current state of affairs, we decide a pole shift is in order to, or something, just a catastrophic event. We all want this now, to change the world, because we're so oppressed, we feel so bad.
Maybe we're the ones in the past that predicted this right now, and we're just bringing fruit to it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
You see, and if there is really no time, then you almost have to think in many ways that's exactly what was occurring. You know, I've been mentioning to the audience in past times that I believe we're living in a black hole. In one. How do you know what it's like in a black hole? Wouldn't time be speeding up? Wouldn't you always see light after the fact? And because you're living in, you know, in the past, so light's always getting you after. It's something happens, you see it a few minutes later, a second later, instantaneous to years later, the light. And things, as they tend to speed up, change that dynamic. But it's all relative. Couldn't that be living in a black hole?
I have no idea, Don.
Maybe we're already in a black hole and don't know it. Maybe we're just heading for the center.
Maybe, and that's
maybe
what's
everything
happening.
Does move in this kind of a reverse fashion, or that kind of fashion, or the way we might interpret it.
Yeah. Well, we might interpret horrific events, too, as a prophecy towards that sort of an understanding. It seems like we, in every, you know, prophecy, it gets real bad before the end of things. Totality.
But why does it have to get real bad? Maybe it gets real good.
Good question.
I think it gets real good before the final days, if there are ever going to be any. Why can't it be great?
Yeah.
Why can't there be a little magic?
Why would there be
all these star beings and orbs and they're making a concerted effort to say more elaborate crop circles. First you had all these orb circles on buildings all over Europe and Canada and so on malls, streets, and then orbs, little white orbs start coming out in digital photography, and then you get more colorful ones. Now you got pixies, green, red, blue. Now you have dynamics occurring on a scale with even off-worlders to on-world energies to all sorts of energies to who really knows. But why can't it get magical? See, I wouldn't be in one of the processions of the great beings in outer space or on Earth being here so that I could see something horrible occur.
Really? Because
Would you come from the same world?
But think about it. Even in the tonality of expression on much of what we're predicting today with the banks and things getting worse,
well,
and taking away your freedom.
Who controls the systems? Look at first who controls
the
systems.
Yeah, that's true, but let's just say your system, by complaining at a system, you're not effectuating the thought idea that something beautiful is going to occur?
Well, people know it's going to be beautiful. They know that without a system, because really what we're fighting globally and in this country, make no mistake, it's not what they would call a metaphysical situation. I personally believe we've got old, whacked out, greedy pedophiles in power, pervs in power, quote. And they're using all this information and what they've absconded with that the regular person out there doesn't know. And you've got this group of henchmen that came, you know, they saw a country that was wide open, and they contaminated it with their greed, their avarice, their perverted nature. And because there really are a form of energy that is more baser, they get off on it.
Well, here's one interesting.
They're a little slower.
Did you know that Fannie Mae went under? And
it's always about the money. That's
yeah,
the
and then,
problem.
Then they
it's
put it under the federal bank.
Sure, it's always.
It's basically now Fannie Mae is put under a private organization called the Federal Reserve. Banking system,
right,
basically.
Right. Doug, I don't want to get into it in that part. We go on and on, but it's always about that.
Like J.P. Morgan's takeover of Bears and Stearns for nothing.
Yeah.
Stock that was 170 a year ago, drops to $2 a share.
Yeah. But look at then the derivative trading and the fact that there's more stock.
$13 billion a day trading erroneously.
Yeah, there's more stock. There's more stock purchased than exists in many of the upper companies or lower penny stock companies, and
yeah.
You know, it seems to be a banking scam. It led by corrupt people that basically do what they want, and the laws are made for everybody else. And it's been going on for a long time. Hell, Senior Bush has been a part of the corruption that put in a dope.
Hey, but Don, look at it
and
this
then,
way.
And then,
is it a game plan of theirs? They to only make it worse.
Pardon me.
What is it a game plan of theirs to only make it worse?
Well, if it's a matter of energy, and you get and you're trying to affect the global energy so that you can keep being a perv, and you have that ability, and that's your forte, then yeah, it's out of ignorance.
And you think it's going to get better?
I know it, because they're the few. It's the many now that have the free will, not the few. The few's time of dominating the free will of the many is over, and we can see that just by the measurements of the type of light energy that's occurring. Light energy is an interesting thing. There's been a lot of History Channel exposés on that as well. It seems to be a positive thing, like a pyramidal structure. It really is like you say, it's a power, it's not a force. And everything's tapping into it now. The free energy markets are tapping into it. All thinkers are starting to tap into it. The spiritual age movement, the prophecies have tapped into it. The world energy, including throughout the system, seems to be tapping into something because everything's changing by a factor of 160% to several thousand percent throughout our solar system alone. So something's changing, and it looks like it's a massive change, which means it's a change for the many. It's something that the few cannot dominate. It's something that the few that believe they are in control of everything are in control of nothing.
Now, what if that major event was, let's say, us, the planets lining, 2012, and because of that, we're in the actual spiral of a black hole. You know, we're not in the middle of it. We're kind of like all planets, all galaxies are spherical. There's really nothing, you know, very spherical. And that's due to the pull of this black hole on its, you know, its perimeter, call it. And it ripples out like a lake where you throw a rock in and you have ripples going out to the sides. Well, those ripples are kind of like if this black hole was spinning like the eye of a storm, that area would be the most volatile.
Probably.
So you're going up and down, and at that point you're actually lining the planets up. Well, it all seems to suggest fairly abrupt, you know, conditions in world events.
I'll tell you something about the Earth. Funny about the Earth. It doesn't often think in very abrupt terms. Something outside usually causes abrupt changes on the Earth. But the Earth, you know, even the magnetics of Earth changes quite slowly, as we're noticing. Oh, it'll speed up here and there and do a little
dance. But what if it's like going through a wave? You know, a wave goes up and down, but let's say you just clip it. That's its tail. So what's happening in the black hole, if that's true, if we're going through a period where we're going up and down between that kind of a wave crest, let's call it, you know, that motion, it could lead to severe future consequences.
It could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the problem. Our scientists and a lot of those that have been involved in these projects that have tried to make sense of much of this haven't been allowed to speak openly. And when they do, most of it's clouded with disinfo, or just sends you down the wrong track. And the people have been duped by this. It's unfortunate because what's coming is going to change that, whether they've been duped by it or not. That's not going to be very relevant. There's something in motion, and it's galactic, and it could lead, yeah, absolutely, to some very severe changes, maybe ones that have never been recorded, because I don't think, between you and I don't think that the Earth has gone through such a galactic procession before.
They say every 235,000 years.
I think there are larger cycles.
Excuse me. Yeah, I think, I don't really know. Or something like that.
You
have to be based on geology, or maybe not. Maybe during the time of Moses it occurred when you had the flood.
Well, I think there's a cycle that occurs like every 2,500 years. And then there's cycle that occurs every, I forget, 300 or 125,000 years. Who knows? I mean, I don't keep up on it. I mean, really. And then there's some major cycle. And there might be cycles beyond that. I mean, I don't know. We're in a cyclical, I guess what you'd call a cyclatory... vibratory type of...
So you'd have to assume some prophecies back then would have ended on an upper note.
You know, most of the prophecies I've seen don't portend of anything...
Good. But they all end on a bad note.
Not all.
Really?
Not all that I've seen. In fact, they don't say it's bad. What they say is massive amounts of change are going to occur quickly. It's going to be revealing. That what they're saying is a lot's going to come at you very quick. Does that mean you won't be prepared for it? Nope. Does that mean it's going to be horrible?
No. But isn't it interesting? It's interesting just to see that in the case of all, nobody really is going in a good note upwards on prophecy. So the mental mind.
Well, that's
we
the
can
old,
believe.
Old
we
problem.
Believe in a two. What do they call that? 100th monkey dynamic, which I do.
So do I. I think it's always about osmosis, Ava.
But if you have mass consciousness caught in fear, right, oppression, on a global level, then you might have thoughts that would allow for this huge things to occur on a negative scale.
Sure, I think
you're creating that mass environment.
Right.
It's almost, in effect, to create the end time for a prophecy, per se.
Right, could be. There are some people that are truly unaware that think that they have to be the destiny, Mr. Destiny. I mean that in a nice way, Mr. Destiny. there's a host on our network, Mr. Destiny. Love his programs. This is something totally different, folks. But some people want to play God. They want to play Mr. Destiny. They seem to think somehow that their vision of it has to be the global vision, the universal vision, that they've figured it out where others haven't. It's a selfish situation.
Yeah, well, you know, the question is, if you thought, which I don't, but I think there's going to be changes, that 2012 was going to be a time period with extreme upheaval all at once. You know, like some of these prophecies, well, it seems like all of them predict something at some point.
Then you'd go about helping people, not jumping into the government situations and then corrupting everything, trying to be the real whacked out people that nobody quite understands, because it's so far out there that it should be out there, over there, and gone.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre. I mean, this is a situation where you don't jump in and take advantage of it. This is a situation where you jump in and you become a part of that dynamic and beautiful unfoldment. It's really bizarre that there are these wackos that are taking such extreme or trying to advantage of the situation and then trying to cull it and disturb it and mine it and change it for their own. I mean, you're thinking about such a beautiful situation that rarely happens over millions of years possibly or ever, and to have such wackos, psychos. Trying to disturb that in such a sick, global, and not just global, fashion. It's disturbing, yes, it's disturbing. And it's disturbing when they're by people that are truly ignorant, like back in Jesus' time. Truly, whether he really lived in that time, or, you know, I mean, hard to say with the type of information you get today from the religious order. But the words ring so beautifully, you know, forgive them, they know not what they do, they're truly ignorant. Truly ignorant, and they're running things. And that's why it's so important we get rid of them. We get them out of those positions. And if that means bringing down the systems of order that they've used to control and they've built to manipulate, then so be it. Are we coming to end times like a lot of these great posts on the Trusted News Trader, the TNT board, trustednewstrader.com, for any of you? It's disturbing. I mean, even many of our hosts could refer to it as end times. Like somehow we've put an end to this, or the end is coming, or just by the very nature of that euphemism, which isn't a euphemism, foolish there, is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I'll bet you now, if anybody wants to bet their bank accounts against mine, that we'll still be around 2016. Anybody out there want to phone up, get on the air. 1-877-876-5227. And if we go anywhere on 2012 at that specific date that you choose, my bank account can go to you. But if not, I want yours. Okay? Yeah. I just, don't let the government and all the military and their funked out business and the media especially try to lead you down a path that will build a consensus, because you'll be spewing their garbage to everybody else to make a consensus of energy. Because, you know, they're trying the same game as the spiritual light workers are trying to do. Create truth. Unveil the illusions. But they're trying to create more and more of them. They're not doing a very good job, because look at all their stumbling blocks now and how much of the truth we've been seeing on a global scale, even here where we're the most devoid of information in the world, supposedly, where us and China are about the least likely to ever get truthful information or information even in and out of the country. Yet, look at us now. All we see are bumbling idiots that are too gritty and have caused such an overlord of corruption that we want them gone. They know it. And people are demanding it. Lawyers, politicians, people, groups, organizations, men, women, and aliens. We're all bloody well demanding it. So, there's going to be some big changes. And we all know that the bottom line, we got to change the banking situation, because that's really the kickoff. That's the kickoff. Ron Paul knew it. He knows it now, and that's why he's active. Let's get rid of these bums from our government. Let's abolish this Federal Reserve because it's insanity. And let's start bringing back this government and its system back to the people. It belongs there. It always has. It has no right in traitorous hands, where it is now. It's not what we were founded on, and none of the people here agree to it. We never did, and we won't now. And the more of us that wake up to it, certainly going to give you a similar opinion. Folks, we're going to be right back. Don't go away. We're going to play a couple promos for you. Stick around.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
BBSRadio.com, the number one internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Spider Turner, and you can buy my music at CDBaby.com. Pick me up, check me out. Ah, yeah, BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Pleasure to be back with you once again on the TNT Hour here at BBSRadio.com. For any of you that wonder what BBS stands for, well, it depends. It normally stands for Blog In Broadcasting Service, But I kind of like baby ass. So. Don't you, Doug?
No, I don't know.
Has anybody listened to any?
No, I don't think along those terms.
We've been, we had some new music added to the playlist, haven't
yeah.
we? Yeah, head on over there, folks. If you want to listen to some fabulous music, we've got it right over on our music station. Some of the finest music you'll ever hear. So if you're bored every now and again or the show just doesn't quite meet your expectations, jump into our music channel and just relax. You'll love it. We're back again. Let's talk a little more about end times prophecy. What do you think's coming, Doug? Based on all your cumulative experience.
Here's the funny thing. I don't even... What do I think's coming? I think it's a period of time where there can be any sort of change you maybe choose. Maybe a splitting of the dimensions. Who knows?
You don't. That's the best you can do.
Sure. How positive do you want me to be?
I want you to not be. I want you to just feel it out. What do you think's coming? Or who? For some of you out there that think Sununda's coming back.
I don't know. I see so many possibilities.
It's kind of like that, isn't it?
I see so many possibilities. And wouldn't want to get into sitting down and understanding how to prophesize that.
Why would the greedy want to reduce population if the world wasn't going to continue? Why would they want all the land, the gold, the oil, if it wasn't going to continue? And yet they're constantly putting in their media, the end is coming, the end is near.
Well...
Right? I personally think...
What if that doesn't matter?
What if what doesn't matter?
The year 2012.
I think it does.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, I was asking you. I was just wondering what your thoughts on the matter were.
I think there could dramatically be...
We've got a caller, so...
More excited atmosphere.
In a moment.
I think the more excited atmosphere excites the particles within the atmosphere, and if people are on a negative slant, things go negatively.
Right, so...
On a global level.
You tend to think that whatever the mass opinion is, or desire, the highest state of expression for the mass unit is at that moment is where it's heading.
What if that was the case?
I think it is, or they wouldn't be so concerted to keep our vibrations down. Electromagnetic frequencies
in the
air.
But why would they
want
to keep it down and affect such a negative change when there's...
Because, a lot of that, a lot of it has to deal with, I believe, off-world, off-world manipulation. In other words, in the past, there were, and maybe still are, energies that have gravitated toward this system and that have used it and have manipulated it genetically and otherwise, and a lot of that is coming back to see some sort of fruition. So, and in the past, I think a lot of that with a lot of these secret revelations made by Kissinger and others, and Bush Senior and Prescott, and people that had an idea of what was going on, got very fearful of it. And I think that also that situations occurred because of it that opened the door to a can of worms, which has been opened in the past. This is not something new. There's been a manipulation by off-worlders and other beings and energies.
Do you think our government's control? You're not a government, but our Federal Reserve, let's say our bankers are controlled by aliens?
I think some workings of this global situation have in the past been influenced by various off-world energies that have been very desirous of a different kind of agenda.
So would you consider anybody who predicted, like, let's say, Nostradamus or Merlin or book the Bible, Revelations, all of it is leading to a negative end due to manipulation by space
No,
aliens.
I think it's leading to a joyous end. I think we're into the Aquarian Age coming. I think everything, if you look at what was... Some of the prophecies portended of the most beautiful ecstatic, exquisite, and almost magical type of... Well, you'd have to do your research.
I guess so.
Yeah, you'd have to fall a little more into astronomy and astrology and do a little reading on that. But you'll find that many predict a glorious, uplifting type. Some even some say there'll be 1,000 years of destruction before the peace, or there'll be 1,000 years of peace before the devil takes over, or there'll be, there'll be these... days of darkness and days of light. They all say that things are going to move and continue on, really, in some respect or another. Even our governments are acting that way. Off-worlders are coming to visit more and more, and it's becoming more of a galactic situation. I don't see any huge, massive cataclysm. Here's what I see. I see 2012 being a homecoming.
Do you think it matters in the how things unfold, what it is exactly you do see?
Do you think
your thoughts resonating out at a specific understanding and enable that understanding to unfold? Through creation.
Yeah, Leslie, can you grab that, please? If you would. Maybe tell him to call back later.
Through creation.
Thank you.
So you are affecting, manipulating... what around you do to your thoughts. Isn't that interesting?
What's that?
I think on many levels it's our thoughts and our actions, but thoughts mainly, that manipulate, create energy, almost. Not create energy, create form to energy.
Well, it's all energy. Everything's energy.
Yeah. Well, we give it more of a reason to move in a certain pattern.
Yeah, I think mass consciousness is definitely going to affect things, and that's why it's being played like a harp. Ooh, they're playing us like a harp,
yeah.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, it really does. That's why you matter. That's why you're so important. That's why the many have the power and the few don't. Okay. You ought to be excited by that fact alone, and the fact that everybody's waking up and wants change, that should excite you too. Gives me a boner. I mean, I'm ecstatic that people are, they have their eyes open, and they're getting wider. They're getting more alien-like. They're getting bigger. Maybe we are the aliens we're looking for. You know, maybe in the past we were. On different times, different vibrations, it's all culminating. To me, the past is kind of like the future. They're the same critter. They're really the same thing, and somehow they're really not real until we make them real. Even though there is a past, it's more of the same timeline. In other words, or there's this expression that extends, and it's like one big expression, one massive expression that is infinitely powerful in the now, and it changes that past and the future right in the now. You see what I mean?
Boy, wouldn't that be a lot of power if you knew that consciousness affects things? Let's just say that the media knew this 100 years ago.
We've got a caller. Let's hold on that. We dropped the last caller who got on here because we ignored them, and we do apologize. We have another one. Who we got?
Hi, this is Rico again.
Rico, pleasure to have you with us. Rico was a subscriber. Thank you very much. And he called me a little earlier, and we had a little snafu. But welcome to the program, Rico.
No worries. Thank you.
So what do you think? Do you think mass consciousness moves the dynamics on the planet?
I think that all religions, as you were talking about earlier, have all pointed to the same basic an awakening, or something that happens. They call it tribulation. They call it, they have all kinds of names for it.
Sure.
I was kind of brought up steeped in Baptist theology. My mom was like a huge follower of Christianity, and it took me many years to shake the philosophy that she was trying to, impel upon me ingrain upon my mind, to finally realize that it's not about destruction, it's about a rebirth. And I think that what we're referring to here is an awakening of consciousness. People are really coming around, and, you're seeing it in all the shows on TV. Even Oprah is having an awakening of a consciousness.
I agree.
And that's going to lead to some sort of change on a greater level, but let's just say that the mindset of so many of those people who go through an awakening see huge world oppression. And the only way that they can see that that ends might be a cataclysmic event. Because there's so much oppression, we don't know how to attain back our freedom any longer.
Good point.
True. Well,
right now you have global organizations that are appointed.
Designed,
and they handle laying down the laws or the suggestions to the other communities, for example, like the EU of Europe, and all these other organizations that become global in scope that dictate to the countries below them, and those people aren't even elected, they're appointed.
Yeah, well, it's a traitorous situation. It always has been.
Sooner or later, you create a system where all countries are dependent on other countries, and by means of dependency, you create a lockup system where it becomes too complicated to get it back on its own system of needs, where it doesn't become dependent. And that way, you don't have a global structure which really can impede the advances of a single structure.
Right.
I mean,
well, it's similar to what you just mentioned a minute ago when you were talking about even with the Fed and with Ron Paul and a lot of the things that are being brought up in these, you know, in the current days. It's like our whole U.S. system, our way of doing things, is imploding upon itself. Everybody is in a mindset where we're required to look to the government for all of our answers instead of looking within or upon each other.
Indeed.
So now with this huge dependency upon oil and a lack of oil demand, or the lack of not oil demand, excuse me, the oil supply, is causing us to open our eyes and find a new awakening of economics, you know, in the way of solar and a lot of...
Right, it's all about energy. Funny how the big oil would be the first to really see their big facade, because it's about the energy, and oil definitely, and new energy systems coming out
are
kind of the expression of it.
So we as a human race, I guess we're looking for a way where we could take the energy picture out of the question, and on a conscious level, we want to move to more green resources.
We want to move to free energy.
We want
to be free in our energy.
Yeah, and that created that environment. So I guess you got to assume that, because everything comes from a collective conscience, doesn't it? Or does it come from beyond our own?
Everybody is so worried that, you know, the oil supply is going to run out, which it's going to ultimately. It's got to come to an end. But now, I mean, I was just having a conversation about an hour ago before I spoke with you, Don, where I was talking to somebody who's an associate of mine in another company that I'm running. And we were talking about changing the dynamics of our company, which right now is dealing in oil. It's oil commodities.
Right.
And we're working on oil trading.
Excellent.
Well, but what we're trying to do is I'm trying to instill in him the forward-looking approach and saying, listen, it's solar energy. The last guy you had on there on your show, Mr.
Sterling
Allen.
Right.
That was an awesome plan. I should see companies jumping on this thing left and right, but the problem is everybody is so stuck in a way of thinking that until we break that bubble, until we break the glass ceiling and aim higher, it's never going to get done.
Totally agree.
And to think that the media had that understanding or able to manipulate that, take that under their control so long ago. It's almost like an understanding of spiritual understanding greater than our own at some back period of time. For them to manipulate the media so much so that they understand that's, you know, if the media says one thing, it manipulates the entire country's opinion is manipulated right now.
Well, look who the media. Let's take the biggest one. Look at Fox itself. You look at Murdoch.
And we all know Murdoch. We all know it, or do we not know all?
Well, no. People, Doc, 84% of the news goers out there now get their news from talk radio. That is the new statistic. It seems to be valid. I've read it, and I've heard it from others.
Most of the talk radio is who? Who's that Republican tubelard?
Rush Limbaugh. Everybody, no. They keep him around to give you that illusion, but the affluent people think he's an absolute pompous idiot.
I guess it depends on what report you read, right? I think you've
he's been a big fat setup.
So what do you think about
one.
This Canadian rule then, Don, that the two Canadian companies, I forget what their names are, are ISP providers, that they're making it possible in the few years that you have to subscribe to internet channels like you would a subscription on a...
Right? Yes, it's
always... And then if you go to your own website, you have to pay some money, so it puts everybody out of business, because nobody wants
They've
to go...
They've been talking about that for years. They've been trying to do this for a long time, to control the last area of media.
Yeah.
That they haven't
what if they eventually do?
Well, again, it seems to all be culminating into eventuallys, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why I say things will go on, but the trend, look at the trend, and then you'll tell me how things are going to pan out. The trend is people are getting wise, something's going on in the solar system, things are changing rapidly, and people are getting awoken. They're waking up. So what do you think that portends of?
What do I want it to pretend of?
Well, again, that's also part of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Exactly. And I don't think that these... Remember, they've had their time. They've been able to manipulate thought. They've been able to do this for a long time. Don't you think that that their time's kind of like done with the way things are moving? That era is an era gone by?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, with the old and in with the new. Let's get on with the new age.
The main thing that we're forgetting here is that we're talking about an awakening. And there's been so much that's been holding us down that finally I think people are really beginning to realize, and it's coming by virtue of your own pocketbook. I mean, look in your wallet. How much can you afford to our guests?
Exactly.
You know, you're paying $100 per fill-up. People are coming to the realization that somebody's being a fat cow here. Somebody's taking a lot of your money that you shouldn't be giving away.
I agree.
I think that the awakening is going to be coming in the form of just general common sense. People saying, what is going on? We've got to be something that's got a better answer. The awakening is our gaining a universal knowledge of the stupidity that we've been under for so long.
The awakening is osmosis. The awakening is where our energies are a little higher vibration. They penetrate farther. They penetrate each other at a faster rate. We start to click with each other more. So the energies of the mass are now more in tune, more aware with each other at a faster rate. And as that continues, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, because it's going to feel quite gradual. It's going to feel, it's not going to be mystifying and unusual. It's going to almost feel casual, but it's going to be at a rapid pace. That's what I see. I see massive change on a level that we're comfortable with.
You know, I have to agree with you, but at the same time, I have to say that, you know, right now, we're in a situation where we have to, I hate the old expression, but get off the pot.
Yeah.
Because we realize that we've depleted our resources to a degree whereby we've got to do something. There is no food shortage. It's simply that we're allocating our food sources toward, you know, an unobtainable goal.
Yeah.
But, like, we can cure world hunger. We've got it within our grasp. But the problem is it's the dollar that's holding it back.
We can cure most diseases out there now. We can cure most ailments. We can cure so many things now that it would be remarkably stunning to people if they actually knew. In fact, I have a URL, Found a Cure, and I've had foundacure.com and that for a long time, and I was actually going to meet with talk with a lot of the people I knew on a lot of cures that are obscure, that seem to be working on and that aren't talked about. I got to tell you, the world, the genius of some of the people throughout this world has been extreme but oppressed.
Well, a lot of it's manufactured by our government, is my understanding.
Well, yeah.
It depends. I mean, it depends. You read a lot of these boards that are on the BBS, you know, apart from BBS radio, of course. You read a lot of these blogs, and there's a lot of hard thinking people who are saying some of the diseases that we are encountering all of a sudden have been around for millions of years, but they've been refined to a point where they've been cultured and recultured and then introduced into the minorities and those who can't take care of themselves.
You got it. Why would they want to depopulate the planet, folks, if big calamities are coming to do it for them?
They want to keep... It's all dynamic. It's all just economics.
It's all... Right, exactly.
The drugs can cure them.
You got it. It's about...
We're in charge of our FDA. Look at the FDA. Who owns the FDA?
Right. It's about the money, it's about the power, it's about their sick perversity to see suffering. Really, it's about that. Again, they're trying to change a global energy, so they want the suffering. They don't have that compassion, that human, I guess you'd have to say, quality that we're all looking for in leaders. They don't have it. And many, many of the major owners of the banking institution are devoid of it, and they need to be removed. You know, I truly believe this. I'll tell it to you right now. If we got rid of the Federal Reserve and the banking banksters, and we could do it this year, next year would be like a whole new beautiful unfolding era for this country. I bet you we'd get Dreamtime.
Well, here's the key. Not many people are prepared for Dreamtime. Let's just say Dreamtime.
When you look at some of these countries, the revolutionary way that they've changed their economies and put things in motion, you would be stunning.
Bear this in mind. You'd need to do it on a global level. Almost at this point.
No, don't think like that. No, they're not that omnipotent. They're not that omnipresent.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they've tied up the globe pretty damn well under.
I think you think so. I think they want to make you think so.
Most countries out there think it's
sick and appalling, and they don't have the military might to do much about it, but they're trying.
I don't know.
You were just talking about the Fed a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Who is the Fed?
They're private.
The Chinese. They just bought out all of our debt.
Yeah.
Who's paying for this war over in Iran and over Afghanistan, which wasn't ever completed? Who's paying for that? The other countries. They're going to be blowing our debt like crazy.
Yeah.
They're buying vested interest. They're gaining vested interest in the U.S.
Exactly. Very true.
Yeah.
He who controls that warfare and the ability to wage war is the one that's going to control the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're a country and you're sitting on the outs of it all, this manipulation where many, many can come against you in non-democratically elected organizations where none of the counterparts exist anyway.
What if the U.S. kicked out the bankers, took its military back, put it under good people? Do you think the rest of the nations throughout the world, which are just waiting for the symbol of freedom to do just that, wouldn't jump aboard, clamor, and say thank God and get
well.
And
let's say you have to institute a new banking understanding.
Well, whatever it is,
you would have to
it's
got to
be better than what's going on
because everything would come to a crash for a period of time.
Not really. Look at this. Who owns their military right now? Our wars that are being waged over in the Middle East are being fought by Halliburton, an individual corporation.
But I mean, let's say you want to get rid of the bankers. I mean, you'd have to literally have a system in place.
Well, look, we're talking men. Get rid of the men who are pushing the buttons on their computer screens. You know, the people that ultimately control the
world. How are you going to take the money away from them? Everybody says to me, I can't.
Well, look at what
change.
A government has done in the past. All right, foreign interests that are outside, you're gone. Your interests that are in this country are ours. And will be distributed among the people, or over a period of time it will be. You know, whoever is...
And you really think government will work in that best interest?
I think it can, has, and should again, yes.
Mm. Good. Glad to see you're positive. Glad to see everybody so positive.
Well, we're looking for the change we seek, aren't we? And we need to be the change we seek. And, you know, it's going to take everybody working together and having the right mindset, not one that's been given to you, but one that you find from within, something that you've done enough of heartfelt feeling on the information and come out with what you want, what's your highest moment of expression, what you desire, and then taking the action to see that come to fruition. It's people really taking that action, getting off the fence, like Nico was saying. It's time for that. I mean, it's going to come, but I'd rather it be sooner than later, because these murderous pedophiles can do a lot of corrupt things if we don't remove them quickly.
Well, you know, we have one, when you look at the statistics in the United States, one out of every 100 citizens is in prison.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, quite an industry.
That right there tells us, if you look at the people who are actually affected or afflicted, they're not the rich and wealthy. They're the poor.
Yep.
So it's the poor that are going to have to come together and do something. We're going to pull our...
The meek shall inherit the earth. Now, that might have been a good vision. I think it's a parable on many levels.
No, that's funny.
You know,
I think it starts with people like BBS Radio talking. And
well,
if you can get your listenership up, you know, and readership of the blogs, I think that's where this is going to happen. It's going to happen on the grassroots level.
Exactly right, my friend. And that's why we ask for the support of the listenership. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your classmates, tell your college buddies, tell your camping friends, tell them BBS Radio. You know, you can do one little thing for us without taking very much effort, and we can change the world. You know, everything we do will eventually affect everything in the entire universe. So, you know, I love Brooks Agnew. Dr. Agnew, we will do it on purpose. You know, it's about doing it on purpose. No matter what people think of you or what station you are at it in your life or what personal situations have come to you, we can always affect everything positively, because that comes from within. Nikos?
Yes, sir.
Any last words? We got about a minute and a half before we got to get the next program started.
Anybody reading on this Patriot Act 2?
Well, you know, I'm looking for that website you were talking about, Found a Cure, and I can't find it.
Oh, no, I just bought a URL a long time ago, and I was actually going to put a lot of this together. But, you know, one thing led to another, I never did.
Yeah, because it points back to the BBS station.
could be. There's, yeah.
What's this post on the Patriot Act 2 that's supposed to be enacted or whatever?
Just more crimes by our crime-ridden government. All stages of the government, including our very badly behaving parliament. It's unfortunate. In the judiciary, they ought to get slapped. Folks, we've got about a minute. So before I wrap up, Nikos, I wanted to thank you very, very much for calling in and being a part of the TNT Hour with Douglas and myself.
Thank you both.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Please call in again. It was a pleasure.
It was fun. We will. Thank you.
You bet. Okay, folks. Doug, thank
you
for calling.
See you later, everybody.
Or, you know, being a part of this show, we hope to have you back often. I love you. All right, folks. That's another TNT Hour. It's a wrap here. We're going to have miracles happen. Dreams do come true on the BBS Radio. Coming up next is with Iris Jackson. She's one of my favorite hosts because there is no comparing anybody's heart with hers unless it shines like the sun itself. And that's the kind of lady she is. She has a fabulous program. We love you, Iris. So stick around. Miracles do happen, can happen, and will happen.
Hi, I'm Antonia Love, psychic and metaphysical teacher. Welcome to bbsradio.com. If you're looking for high thought, all original programs, even the music we play, always original, always here on bbsradio.com.
Hey, everybody.
This is your new friend, Julio. And I'm talking to you because I like to listen to BBSRadio.com. I sneak over the border every day. And I go see my girlfriend. She got a computer. Come on now, sing it, girls. Later, unless you catch me later. Bye bye now. Don't forget to listen to BBSRadio.com.